At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Imagine you're holding a cup of hot tea. It's comforting and warm, but suddenly it starts to overflow. The tea spills over the edges, burning your hands, causing stress and discomfort. Now, imagine someone comes along with a saucer, places it beneath your cup, and not only catches the spills, but also adds a soothing balm to your burns. This is similar to our lives when we're brimming with stress. Like the overflowing tea, our troubles seem to spill over, causing pain and discomfort. But God, in His infinite mercy, is like the saucer and the balm, turning our spills into testimonies of His grace and healing our burns with His love and healing touch. Today, I'm going to take you on a journey from the turmoil of stress to the serenity of blessings. We will explore how God's promises and His unwavering presence in our lives can transform our most challenging moments into opportunities for growth and blessings. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 4, the scripture tells us, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." So let us hold firmly to the words of the Apostle Paul, finding comfort in the truth that our God is not only the author of all mercy, but also the architect of comfort. In every season of hardship, in every moment of uncertainty, He is with us, wrapping us in His unfathomable peace. This divine comfort we receive is not just for us to hold on to. It's a gift to be shared. It equips us to be beacons of His light to others, to extend a hand of solace to those who tread in the valleys of tribulation. As we prepare to delve deeper into God's Word, let us embrace this comfort. Let it fill our hearts to overflowing, so we too may become vessels of His mercy, channels of His comfort to the world around us. Now, let us explore the reality of stress, as revealed in the Scripture, where it is not hidden, but openly addressed through the lives of those who came before us. Stress, a familiar companion to many, was also known to the faithful of ancient times. David, the shepherd, who became a king, was no stranger to the weight of anxiety and fear. In the wilderness, facing threats and dangers, he learned to lean not on his understanding, but on God's unfailing strength. He shares this wisdom with us in Psalm 55, verse 22, where he writes, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." David's words offer us a powerful response to our own stress: to hand it over to God, who is always ready to carry our load and uphold us. Then there's Joseph, whose story is a testament to resilience in the face of life's turmoil. Betrayed and unjustly imprisoned, Joseph could have been consumed by his hardships. Yet, he chose to trust in God's sovereignty. His trials, rather than breaking him, became stepping stones to a greater purpose that saved nations. His life is a clear message to us. What we see as our greatest stresses can be transformed into our greatest blessings when we place our trust in God's hands. The Apostle Paul, too, understood the depths of stress, imprisonment, shipwrecks, and opposition, but his letters to the early churches sing with hope and instruction for finding peace. In Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, he gives us this directive.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Paul's counsel is as applicable today as it was then, teaching us that through prayer and gratitude, we can experience God's peace, which stands guard over our innermost thoughts and feelings. These stories, these lives, are not mere historical accounts. They are mirrors reflecting our own struggles, assuring us that our stress is known to God. He is not a distant observer, but an active participant in our lives, offering strength when we are weak, guidance when we are lost, and comfort when we are troubled. As we navigate through our own trials, let us remember that God is constant. He was with David as he faced Goliath, with Joseph in the pit, with Esther as she approached the throne, and with Paul as he spread the gospel. And you know what? He is with us. His assurance to each heart is clear. He is saying to you today, "Cast your cares on me, and I will sustain you." Next, let's consider how we can move from feeling overwhelmed to feeling blessed. This is a journey many of us are on, and the Bible offers us guidance every step of the way. Think about the times you've felt stressed because things didn't go as planned. Maybe you've wondered, why is this happening to me? Well, you're not alone. Many of us have faced challenges, and with God by our side, have overcome. Plus, the Bible is filled with stories of people who faced unexpected turns in their lives. But there's one thing they all had in common. They found that God could use any situation to bring good. Take the story of Moses, for example. He went from living as a prince to tending sheep in the desert. But God used that time to prepare him for something big, leading Israel out of Egypt. In the quiet of the desert, Moses learned to listen to God's voice and trust his timing. Exodus 14, verse 14 says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." This verse speaks to our hearts, telling us that even when we're unsure of the next step, God is in control, fighting our battles and guiding us toward his blessings. And let's not forget about Ruth. She was a widow, living in a foreign land with no one to support her. But she chose to stick with Naomi and follow God. It wasn't easy, but her faithfulness led her to Boaz, and she became part of Jesus' family line. Her life shows us that when we stay committed to God, he can turn our loss into legacy. Only God can do that. Then there's Daniel, taken captive to a foreign kingdom. Instead of giving in to despair, he remained faithful to God. And what happened? He was blessed with wisdom and favor, becoming an advisor to kings. Daniel's unwavering faith in the midst of stress is a powerful example for us. But it's not just about individuals. The early church, too, faced immense stress from persecution. Yet they clung to Jesus' promise of peace. In John 16, verse 33, Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." This assurance is like an anchor for our souls, promising peace in the middle of life's storms, because Jesus has already won the ultimate victory. Now, looking at our own lives, we might not be leading people out of Egypt or advising kings, but we have our own deserts and our own battles. And just like Moses, Ruth, and Daniel, we can find God's blessings in the most unlikely places when we trust Him. Every challenge can become an opportunity to see God's power at work in our lives. So, when you're feeling stressed, remember that you're in good company. The heroes of faith went through it too. And more than that, remember that God is with you, turning your stress into opportunities for blessing. He's making a way where there seems to be no way, and He's writing a story of victory with your life. My dear friends, let's now talk about living a life that's not just getting by, but one that's thriving under God's grace. No matter what our past chapters hold, mistakes we've made, places we've stumbled, or valleys we've walked through, if we step forward with God, our story takes on a new chapter, one filled with hope and blessings. Consider the life of Peter, a simple fisherman with no extraordinary background. Yet, when he chose to follow Jesus, his life was completely turned around. He went from catching fish to being a fisher of men, leading many to the knowledge of Christ. His transformation was so complete that he, who once denied Jesus out of fear, became a pillar of the early church, bold and unshaken. His life is a testament to this truth. When we walk with God, He molds us into vessels fit for His purpose, and blessings follow our obedience. And there's the story of Rahab, who lived a life many would scorn. However, when she encountered the spies sent by Joshua, she saw an opportunity for redemption and took it. She hid them, asked for mercy, and aligned herself with God's people. Because of her faith, not only was her life spared, but she also found herself in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Rahab's story breaks down the walls of our past and opens the gates to a future rich with God's favor. Then, consider the transformation of Saul, who went from being a persecutor of Christians to becoming Paul, an apostle of Christ. His journey reminds us that no one is beyond the reach of God's grace. When Paul encountered Jesus, his life was radically changed. He went on to write much of the New Testament and spread the gospel far and wide. His life declares boldly, "It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've been through. When you choose to walk with God, a new horizon of blessings awaits." In the weave of our own lives, each of us has a story marked by moments of stress and strain. But God invites us to a life where our past does not define our future. He offers us a fresh start, a new identity, and a life filled with His blessing. It is written in Isaiah 43, verse 19, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now, it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This verse assures us that God is always at work, creating pathways of blessings, even in the most barren areas of our lives. The decision to walk with God is the beginning of a transformation that touches every aspect of our being. It's a journey from stress to strength, from trials to testimonies, and from pain to purpose. As we align our steps with His, we start to see the unfolding of his plans that are to prosper us and not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. So, no matter where you find yourself today, know that, with God, your life can and will change. There are blessings on your path, ready to unfold as you walk hand in hand with the Almighty. Embrace this walk, cherish His presence, and watch as your life blooms under the showers of His unending grace. Now, let's wrap our hearts around the promises of God, understanding that His word is not just text on a page, but life to those who embrace it. His promises are the anchor for our souls, the compass for our journey, and the light that guides us through the darkest valleys. He is the God who can make a way for us, even where there seems to be none. In moments of despair, when every path seems blocked and every door appears closed, it is His voice that whispers hope into our hearts. Our God has the power to breathe life into dead situations, to turn barrenness into fruitfulness, and to make the impossible possible. Each one of us has battles we're facing, mountains we're climbing, and valleys we're crossing. But let's not forget, we serve a God who specializes in turning battles into victories, mountains into plains, and deserts into springs of water. He's the God who closed the mouths of lions for Daniel, who parted the Red Sea for Moses, and who brought down the walls of Jericho for Joshua. What He did for them, He can do for us, because His power and His promises are unchanging. As we stand on the brink of our own breakthroughs, let's hold tightly to the promises of God. Let's declare with confidence that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that by His stripes we are healed, and that in His presence there is fullness of joy. For it's in the embracing of His promises that we find the courage to face our fears, the strength to overcome our challenges, and the resilience to persevere through our trials. Let's also remember that we're not walking this journey alone. We have the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, our Guide, and our Advocate. He's with us every step of the way, reminding us of God's promises, empowering us to overcome our challenges, and comforting us in our moments of need. John 14, verses 26 to 27 reminds us, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Let's remember that the journey from stress to blessing is a journey that we embark upon hand in hand with the Almighty, guided by His word, empowered by His spirit, and secured in His promises. So, no matter the stress you face, remember that you're wrapped in God's grace, surrounded by His promises, and carried by His unending love. Your situation might seem like a losing battle, but with God, you're on the winning side. Your current chapter might feel like a desert, but with God, rivers of living water are about to flow. Your journey might seem long and tiring, but with God, every step is leading you to a place of victory, blessing, and transformation. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, I come before You with a heart full of praise and thanksgiving. You are the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the source of all life, and the keeper of infinite wisdom and strength. You are the God who can make a way for us, even where there seems to be none. Your majesty is beyond understanding, and your love knows no bounds. I worship you for who you are, the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord, I thank you for the countless blessings you have poured into my life. I thank you for the gift of life and for the beauty of a new day. I am grateful for your protection, your guidance, and the peace that you provide, even in the midst of life's storms. In your graciousness, you have provided all I need and more. In your holy presence, I humbly ask for forgiveness, for my sins, for the times I've fallen short of your glory. I seek your mercy and grace, and I also extend forgiveness to those who have trespassed against me. Lord, give me a heart like yours, and renew a right spirit within me. Father, in this world I face challenges and stresses that sometimes feel overwhelming. But I am grateful that you are my rock and my fortress. You are my strong tower and my very present help in times of trouble. In your mighty name, I rebuke the chains of stress and anxiety, declaring calm over my mind and spirit. Teach me, Lord, to cast all my cares upon you, transforming my stress into blessings and my worries into worship. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me or my loved ones shall prosper. I rebuke the attacks of the enemy. I bind the spirit of fear, worry, and doubt, and claim your peace, your strength, and your wisdom in my life. Lord, I stand firm on your promise that you will never leave me nor forsake me. I pray for your healing touch upon my body, mind, and spirit. Heal my wounds, soothe my sorrows, and mend my brokenness. Renew my strength, dear Lord, and let your vitality and wholeness flow through every part of my being. I am grateful that by your stripes I am healed, and that in your presence there is fullness of joy. I come against any form of attack from the enemy, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. Protect me, Lord, from the snares of the enemy. Lead me away from temptations and shelter me under your mighty wings. Lord, extend these blessings upon my loved ones. I pray for their well-being, their prosperity, and their spiritual growth. Guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and let your favor and peace be upon us. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, standing in unity as we intercede for one another. In our collective voice, we claim victory over the challenges we face. We declare healing over all manner of sickness, and we give thanks for your never-ending faithfulness. Let the Holy Spirit guide us, comfort us, and empower us as we navigate through life's challenges. Shield us with your mighty armor, that we may stand firm against the schemes of the enemy. Let your will be done in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.